College education programs in prisons benefit those in and out of the justice system. Renewed federal grants for incarcerated students is making college and prison leaders optimistic. Aubrey Wright has this story.
In May 2022, Miles Folsom became valedictorian of his class at Holy Cross College.
I decided to accept it on behalf of everyone else who ever thought that the door was shut and there was not a way out.
Now he's CEO of Invested Youth, a speakers bureau he helped create for people who've been incarcerated. He's a legal consultant for a charity, helping people create better defenses. He also works in carpentry, and he's looking for an architect to build the world's most humane prison.
You know, I mean, I do think back on my prison experience, my Holy Cross experience, the World College Initiative, all the volunteer work I've done. And to be honest, I mean, it's uncanny. I really don't. It's almost like I'm talking about someone else's life.
Folsom was incarcerated as a teenager. His journey began with self-education, reading every book he could find, and keeping his father's words in mind. You have to go to college. And 8 years into his incarceration, he did that with the University of Notre Dame and Holy Cross College.
That was the beginning of a 4 or 5 year just uphill climb. It was phenomenal.
Those classes were possible through the Second Chance Pell Experiment, new funding given to a select group of prison education programs. Students imprisoned earn Pell Grants, the same need-based financial aid as unincarcerated students. That Second Chance Pell Experiment was successful. In 2020, Congress voted to reinstate Pell Grant use for incarcerated students for the first time since 1994. It went into effect last summer. That was great news for Justin McDevitt, who works with Notre Dame's Programs for Education in Prison.
This work isn't just very practical. It is essential to being a full human being while inside prison.
With Notre Dame, Marion University, and Indiana's Women's Prison, McDevitt directs the Women's College Partnership.
They're incredible students who just need the opportunity the way that students on the outside will.
Notre Dame works with Marion University for women's programs. It also works with Holy Cross for men's programs at Westville Correctional Facility. Students pursue liberal arts, associate, and bachelor's degrees full-time. McDevitt and others with Notre Dame's prison education programs try to create a college campus within the constraints of a prison.
Imagine having an entire college, but with 40 students in two classrooms over the course of the week.
It's a co-curricular space, and they give students similar experiences, choices, and resources to those at other college campuses. There are fewer options than larger colleges, but students can make the most of their free college experience.
The program was given a whole floor of a building, and that was very important because it was like a sanctuary.
In the men's program, Folsom says students walked around and talked with fellow students freely. There were libraries, classrooms, a computer lab.
It was great. I couldn't have asked for probably a better setting.
In Indianapolis, the Department of Corrections and the Commission for Higher Education collaborate to review these programs for Pell funding.
And that's kind of our role, is to say, you know, is this sustainable inside of our facilities? Is it in the best interest of the student?
That's Department of Corrections Executive Director of Programs in Reentry Readiness, John Mather. The U.S. Department of Education must approve the prison education programs. And this funding will support more than just students. McDevitt says it will also support faculty and staff.
It really is the only way that programs like this can be sustainable long-term.
To receive Pell funding, education programs must offer career development and re-entry support. Mather says the state is looking to approve high-quality programs that will benefit students and their communities.
These folks are going to be returning citizens. They're going to come back in our communities. They're going to be your neighbors.
Advocates such as Folsom say education is one of the most effective interventions to prevent people from reoffending.
You know, it is us who are holding us back. And I think the way forward is education. We must educate these people so that they can help themselves.
And Folsom says feeling angry at and chasing revenge against often traumatized people in prisons prevents rehabilitation. For WFIU News, I'm Aubrey Wright.